This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The prospect of a government shutdown is growing bigger in the city of Chicago. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports the stalemate between conservative and moderate city council members and Chicago's progressive mayor over the budget intensified over the weekend. Both sides met but didn't reach a compromise, prompting questions about a shutdown at Mayor Brandon Johnson's news conference today.
No one wants it. You know, but it's something that I'm working overtime to ensure that it doesn't happen.
The mayor is adamant about a corporate head tax that would charge large companies a monthly fee for each worker. Council members want Johnson to cut youth jobs, restructure debt, and double the city's garbage collection fee. The deadline to pass a budget, December 31st. Voters in Chicago in November next year will elect all 21 members of the school board, but a new poll finds few people realize this is happening. My colleague Sarah Karp reports the poll finds just a third of Chicagoans are aware of the upcoming election, and even fewer Latino and young voters are aware. Hal Woods works with the parent advocacy organization that commissioned the poll, and he says it's a wake-up call.
This governance shift unto itself. And for us to not even know that that governance shift is even happening is relevant.
He says groups like his need to focus on making voters aware of the election and to understand its importance, even for non-parents. The poll also finds voters want the state to contribute more to Chicago public schools rather than laying off staff or borrowing money to fill budget gaps. Chicago Cardinal Blaise Supich celebrated Mass on Sunday in the chapel of the Cook County Jail's Maximum Security Division. It was one of the services being held in prisons across the U.S. ahead of Pope Leo's special Mass in Rome for people who are incarcerated. It's Sunday, December 14th. In his bilingual homily, Supich told the gathering that Jesus wanted to give people a peace that's more than the absence of violence of war.
A peace that allows us to see that there is so much that unites us rather than divides us as a human family. That's when peace is not possible, when we forget that we are related to one another.
This year is a jubilee or holy year in the Catholic Church. The late Pope Francis declared December 14th of 2025 as a special jubilee day for people who are imprisoned, detained, or awaiting execution. And the founder of Southside Blooms, Keelan Blackwell, is named the 2025 Hero of the Year by CNN. The nonprofit takes vacant lots on Chicago's South Side and transforms them into eco-friendly flower farms that employ local young people. The award gives Blackwell $100,000 to continue his work. You're listening to The Rundown. It's December, so it is Nutcracker season, and some local groups are presenting the holiday classic ballet with a twist. Our contributor Hannah Edgar has the story.
It's one of the Nutcracker's most beloved scenes, the battle between an army of gingerbread soldiers and larger-than-life mice. The Hyde Park School of Dance does that scene a little differently. In this Nutcracker, the battle becomes a dance-off. Sometimes the soldiers win, sometimes the mice win.
Go Nara! Go Nara! Go Nara! Go Nara!
Those are hip-hop dancing mice cheering for one of their own, 11-year-old Anara. She's danced as a mouse for 3 Nutcrackers now, so she might be a little biased.
I think mice should win, and also I think soldiers get an advantage because Drosselmeyer literally gives Clara the Nutcracker. That's literally a big advantage.
14-year-old Alana is on the other side as a breakdancing soldier. She says the competition between the two sides can get pretty intense.
Your friends tell these people and you're chatting and then like, oh, 5, 6, 7, 8, and they're like being really like aggressive and sassy, and it's like, oh, whoa. Because you can't really be like sassy when you're a soldier because you're like a piece of wood.
So.
Meanwhile, in Evanston, the Robert Crown Community Center has a tradition 50 years strong of presenting that showdown on ice. During this Saturday morning rehearsal, 18-year-old Lorenzo Alano was focused but sleepy. The day before, he'd been in Kalamazoo, Michigan, competing in U.S. figure skating's Midwestern sectionals.
And I was on the senior men sectional champion, first time ever.
That brings Lorenzo one step closer to qualifying for the Olympics. In fact, he was leaving the very next day for a totally different competition in Estonia. Some members of the cast, like Lorenzo, are competing at skating's highest levels. Others are still in grade school. Lorenzo has been this production's Nutcracker Prince 5 years running.
My favorite part is the fighting. I think that's exciting. Like, I try to make it fun for the audience to watch.
A third Nutcracker is unfolding a mile east at the Music Institute of Chicago. This duke-it-out Nutcracker trades between the original classical score and a jazzy reimagining by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn. Here's Kevin Harrison, operations manager of the Music Institute.
You have these two juxtaposed styles, and that reflects itself in both the music that's performing, the dances that are going on. You have everything from traditional ballet to tap and to jazz and even some cabaret.
Erica Anderson plays the oboe. She's participated in this jazzy Nutcracker since it first got started more than a decade ago.
For me, every performance is always my favorite performance. I don't know, people just love the show, and I do too. It's just the full circle of the musical experience.
Hannah Edgar for WBEZ.
Weather partly sunny and cold today, high in the mid-20s, and cloudy tonight, a slight chance of snow overnight, temperatures rising to the mid-20s by 5 in the morning, and then Tuesday, cloudy, windy, and cold, high in the upper 30s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.